With protracted emotional debates and raucous protests behind them, South Carolina officials were preparing Friday to quietly and quickly remove the Confederate flag from the statehouse, where it has flown for more than half a century. The state planned a simple, short ceremony at 10 a.m. to remove the rebel banner, which was surrounded in its final hours by ropes and barricades. "We will bring it down with dignity, and we will make sure it is stored in its rightful place," South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said. Authorities will escort a special van used to transport historical artifacts that will take the flag to the Confederate Relic Room and Military Museum. There, it eventually will be housed in a multi-million-dollar shrine lawmakers promised to build as part of a compromise to get the bill ordering the flag's removal through the House. "No one should ever drive by the State House and feel pain," Haley said Friday morning on NBC's Today Show. "No one should ever drive by the State House and feel like they don't belong." South Carolina's leaders first flew the battle flag over the State House dome in 1961 to mark the 100th anniversary of the Civil War. It remained there to represent official opposition to the civil rights movement. Decades later, mass protests against the flag by those who said it was a symbol of racism and white supremacy led to a compromise in 2000 with lawmakers who insisted that it symbolized Southern heritage and states' rights. The two sides came to an agreement to move the flag from the dome to a 30-foot pole next to a Confederate monument in front of the State House. Thousands of people showed up for the transfer. Flag supporters shouted, "Off the dome and in your face," at protesters who wanted the flag gone, a line of police in special gear separating the two sides. A pair of Citadel cadets, one white and one black, lowered the flag from the dome as a dozen Confederate reenactors marched to the brand-new flagpole and raised the rebel banner. Organizers didn't give out details of what will happen Friday, but said the removal will be short, simple, and dignified. The flagpole will also be taken down, but no time frame has been announced for that. The flag is coming down 23 days after the massacre of State Senator Clementa Pinckney and eight others inside Charleston's Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. Haley signed the bill with 13 pens. 9 of them went to the families of the victims. Authorities say they believe the killings were racially motivated. By posing with the Confederate flag before the shootings, suspect Dylan Storm Roof, who has not yet entered a plea to 9 counts of murder, convinced some that the flag's reputation for white supremacy and racial oppression had trumped its symbolism of Southern heritage and ancestral pride. "People say he was wrapped in hate, that he was a hateful person," said Democratic Representative Justin Bamberg. "Well, his hate was wrapped in the cloak of that Confederate flag. That is why that flag is coming down." Supporters of the flag were disappointed, but resigned. "It's just like the conclusion of the war itself," said Representative Mike Pitts, who submitted several amendments to fly a different flag on the pole that all failed. "The issue was settled, and the nation came back together to move on. States across the nation are moving on without their Confederate symbols. The rebel flag is gone from the Alabama Capitol, and the U.S. House voted that it can no longer fly at historic federal cemeteries in the Deep South." A city council committee in Memphis wants to move a statue to the remains of Civil War hero and slave trader Nathan Bedford Forrest out of a prominent park, and officials in Alaska want a new moniker for a U.S. Census district named for Confederate General Wade Hampton. Haley said the removal of symbols that have become divisive is the right thing to do for the family members of those killed at Charleston's Emmanuel AME. "We see the families show the world what true grace and forgiveness look like," Haley said. "They set off an action of compassion by people in South Carolina and all over this country. They stopped looking at their differences and started looking at their similarities." This article posted by Jeffrey Collins and Meg Kinnard from the Associated Press, Columbia, South Carolina.